Welcome to It's Your Turn. I'm Brenda Florida, certified life coach, and no matter how exhausted, stressed, anxious, or overwhelmed you are, there is hope. You can start exactly where you are. There's nothing wrong with you. In fact, you're ready for it to be your turn, or you wouldn't be here. You know, we hear words like vitality and confidence and empowerment and transformation, but what do they really mean? What do they look like in the practical aspects of our life? In the It's Your Turn podcast, we explore, learn, and put into practice practical tools and wise concepts for transformation. This is real life change, not platitudes. It's the intersection of the practical and the aspirational. It's your turn to make decisions that are aligned with exactly what you want. And if you've lost connection to what you want, that's okay, we'll reconnect it. You'll learn how to shift out of self-sabotaging patterns and tap in to the clarity, confidence, and vitality that you may feel like has been lost forever. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat of your life and embrace the power that is within you. So let's get to it. All right, everybody, it is definitely your turn to learn how to stop taking things personally. Now, this is definitely one of those easier said than done things. So stay with me on this. It's such a powerful permission slip, so to speak, to not take it personally when somebody responds or reacts to you in a way that is in any way upsetting, offensive, makes you angry, you feel judged, like whatever it is. If we don't take it personally, it changes everything. So I want you to just sort of bracket what, or, you know, like set aside is what I mean by bracket. Whatever your experience with this is, like many of us, I'm much better at it than I used to be, but take things personally. Somebody, even from a stranger, you know, sometimes somebody who says something to you or is rude to you in the line at Starbucks or cuts you off on the road, you know, whatever. And it can feel personal. But for most of us, particularly with people we're in relationship with, whether they're family or coworkers or people on our team as entrepreneurs or neighbors or, you know, whoever it is, people that we're working with, clients we're working with, whoever you are engaging with, when they do something that bothers you or is in response to something you've done that the response is not what you want, it's so easy to take it personally and feel like you're being judged or that it's some way of this other person basically telling you you're not good enough, some kind of criticism, you know, something like that. And so I'm going to start at the very top of this sort of issue, in that once we clear up this top piece, the rest of it starts to fall apart or come together in the way I'm going to talk about it fairly easily. But we can't skip this top piece. Okay, this top piece is key to being able to get to the other two things. So I'm going to give you three things today about ending this cycle of taking things personally, like learning how to not take things personally, because it is so empowering. It's so liberating. Like, it just changes everything. And so you will love this once you kind of get it into your own sort of thinking patterns, your habits of seeing people, all of that. But again, those things are easier said than done. You've had many years, probably your whole life, where in essence, you've taken things personally, whether you intended to or were aware of it or not. It's kind of how we're oriented. It's maybe just part of the human existence, but it doesn't have to be that way. And so this first piece that I'm going to give you is how to break that pattern, how to break that habit of taking it personally. So the first piece is, it's actually not about you. And I'm going to take this, you know, to the ridiculous kind of, because it helps us see things more clearly when we get ridiculous with it, when we get extreme with it. But it's true on big things and small things. So how somebody else responds to you is not about you. It is about them. It is about their own filters, their own triggers, their own traumas, their own coping skills, their own unresolved issues, their own subconscious issues. It's all about them. And a simple way for me to kind of demonstrate that, that probably everybody can relate to, is there's always something that will come up. Maybe it's with, a lot of times this happens with people who are partnered or who are married, but it can happen with friends too, where they will be telling you a story, right? And kind of get to the conclusion and be like, well, I mean, anybody would be offended by that. Anybody would be upset by that. Nobody would want their spouse to do that, you know, that kind of thing, because to them, their spouse's or the person's offense is so obvious, okay, that they just assume it's that obvious to everybody else. And you're listening to it going, oh, well, I mean, to me, that wouldn't really be a big deal. Or maybe I wouldn't care at all if my spouse did that or a coworker did that or whatever. And so there you can see that it is not what that person said, not what that spouse said. It's how your friend is responding or how you're responding. Because for you, it wouldn't be upsetting. For them, it is. So it's not the spouse, it's them, right? And so everything you can think of works this way. And we'll get to the part of it you play, but that's steps 2 and 3. And so we've got to really get clear on this first one. I could say the same thing to one person that I say to another, and it could be upsetting or disruptive or disturbing or piss them off or offensive or, you know, whatever to them. And I could say it to somebody else, the exact same thing, and they would not be offended or upset. They might agree. They might applaud. They, you know, they could be excited. They could be inspired, all the things. So it wasn't about me and what I said. Okay. So we can see this easily in situations where we have a lot of polarities, like in the United States politically, that somebody could say something that would be very offensive to one group and not offensive to the other. So it's not about them per se and what they said. It's about the people hearing and how they respond. Okay. So now this does not give you a license to just be an asshole. That's not the point of this. Okay. Never. You know, do we want to take that view of things? Emotional maturity and freedom is about this sort of lovely dance of being truthful for yourself, being authentic for yourself, knowing that we impact other people, you know, that we have an influence on others, and still not taking responsibility for it, not taking things personally. So those two concepts, actually not taking responsibility for somebody else and not taking what somebody else says or does personally, are very similar. And the way you break free from them is very, very similar, because in the same way, if I say something, you know, I've got these two polarized groups and I say something and one of the groups is inspired and applauding me and the other group is pissed off and angry, and in their anger, they are mean to somebody, or maybe they're just mean to me, then it would be very easy to be like, oh, well, that's my fault because what I said was upsetting. I mean, I was the catalyst, right? Seems super simple. You do this to yourself all the time in personal relationships. Oh, it was my fault. Oh, I shouldn't have, you know, done that. I shouldn't have upset that person. Anybody who relates to being a people pleaser, you're doing this to yourself all the time, as I used to do. And I still do it from time to time, but not very often. When we can say, wait a minute, it's not me, even if what I said was upsetting to you, it's still, being upset is about you. I'm going to leave that with you. If you had a different thought process, if you had a different perspective, you could be in the crowd that was cheering me on and applauding me. But you don't, and that's okay. I also don't need to demonize that you're wrong or you're bad because you didn't like what I said. We're kind of getting to a place of much more neutrality, I guess, if you want to think of it that way, in how we're judging these things. So I'm not going to judge myself as bad for saying it. I'm not going to judge you as bad for being upset by it. And I'm not going to take responsibility for the fact that you're upset by it or any other thing that you might do afterwards because I upset you. Okay, so this is like, again, an extreme situation where, you know, the employee gets fired and goes home and gets a gun and shoots up the workplace. Like, is it the boss's or supervisor's fault who fired them? No, it's the person and how they reacted to that. So learning how in a situation like that, when I give an example of the ridiculous, you know, the extreme, in a way it's not ridiculous because it happens, but it's an extreme, you know, situation. So when I give the extreme, it might be easier for you to go, oh, well, no, it's not that supervisor's fault. Like they probably fired him for a reason, or like, even if they didn't, even if the supervisor was being unfair, that doesn't make it okay that this person, you know, brought a gun and shot up his workplace, you know? So in an extreme situation like that, a lot of times it's easier to parse through these things and go, oh, okay. Or let's say you're the person who fired the employee who then responded in violence. I don't want you to take responsibility for that. I don't want you to take that personally. It's not your fault. And sometimes once we bring it to ourselves, even in an extreme, we can start to feel, oh, wait a minute. If I was in that situation, I probably would feel like it was my fault. I probably would take responsibility or at least some responsibility for what this other person did. If I'm thinking about it, you know, in regard to another person, it's easier to see, oh, no, it's not like it's not their fault. Again, even if they were unfair and being an asshole by firing them, it doesn't make it okay to respond in violence. Oh, okay. So if we bring that down to something more typical, more personal, then it can often get harder. Like I say something that upsets my mother. I say something that upsets my spouse or one of my kids or, you know, a best friend or whatever. Then I'm going to be much more likely until I figure out how to do this, until I figure out how to reprogram this, I'm going to be much more likely to take that on as, oh, well, it was my fault. They're upset because I said this or I did that. I disappointed them in some way. And so now that's my fault. But again, I'm going to say that you could have done the exact same thing to somebody else and they could have responded differently. And that's what I keep going back to. This is how I reprogrammed it in my own mind, especially like I was really working on this stuff I started working on this towards the end of my first marriage. And so, you know, when you're I didn't know it was the end, but when I look back, I know that was way towards the end of my first marriage. And so when you're in it, you don't know you're at the end of your marriage, or you might, but anyway. And I was doing and saying more things that upset my husband because I was being more truthful about my own experience and what I needed in our relationship, and he didn't like it. And so I had to keep thinking, okay, but am I wrong for asking for what I need? Am I wrong for, you know, is it my fault he's upset because I told the truth about my own experience? And then I'd be like, oh, well, no, like that can't be my fault, because then somehow it's like my job to not be truthful about myself. Or if I was married to somebody else, like, you know, plenty of married friends, their husbands wouldn't have cared. And so it was like, okay, no, wait a minute. This is happening because of my specific husband and how he is responding to me, how he's being triggered by what I'm saying or doing or asking for. And that kind of helped me start to break the pattern. And then I would just apply it in other situations. You know, another client wouldn't be mad I had to make a last minute change in an appointment, or another client, you know, whatever, wouldn't be upset about this, or another friend wouldn't be, or whatever. So just so I could use it to let myself off the hook from that. To it doesn't mean I don't care. Again, we're going to get to our own personal part in a second. Doesn't mean I don't care that that person had feelings in their reaction towards me. It doesn't mean I'm, again, like the other extreme of not thoughtful at all, but I can't let being thoughtful or considerate or other words like that you would use make me deny my own truth. Like, then that's gone too far. If I'm denying my own truth for the sake of kindness or thoughtfulness or consideration for another person, like, that's dangerous territory right there. So, to me, the best way to start to break this habit is just to, as soon as you start to notice you're taking something personally, or you're starting to feel responsible for how somebody else is feeling or how they reacted to you or whatever, then you want to pull yourself back, sort of like step away, zoom out, you know, like a camera, zoom out and say, wait a minute, this person is responding. Every person, it's not unique. Every person is responding based on their own life experiences. And so their own filters, their own triggers, their own perceptions, their own beliefs, all of that. Okay. And it's not me. Like, I don't need to take responsibility for it. I don't need to consider it my fault that they're upset. I'm not going to take it personally if they lashed out at me. I'm not going to make that mean I did something wrong. I'm a bad person. I'm, you know, whatever, not smart, not good enough, all the things that we will make someone's response to us mean something. So you pull yourself back and you say, no, that's about that person. And I get to have my thoughts and my feelings and my truth, like all of us do. That's our right as human beings. So now let's move to part two, which is the part of it that is sort of like, what role, you know, a nice question that's not judgmental, like, what role am I playing in this? Could I have shared my truth in a different way, maybe? Or maybe I'm not in my truth at all and I'm being triggered, right? And I'm being an asshole, like, whatever. Then I'm gonna go, oh my gosh, I was such an asshole. And I'm gonna apologize for that, you know, or I'm gonna apologize for my delivery and then correct, you know, or reiterate. But here's my truth. Here's what I was trying to get across. And what I was trying to get across is important, it's valid. You know, I'm asking you to hear me. And I'm sorry for the way at first delivered that message, you know, something like that. Because there is, I mean, we have to be responsible for what we do. So I am obviously responsible when I am being an asshole or when I am triggered and maybe say something I wouldn't have otherwise said or wouldn't have conveyed even my truth in that way. Okay. Like, each of us has to be responsible for ourselves. So we are, number one, not taking things personally, leaving other people to be responsible for themselves. This is what ultimately eliminates guilt. But then we are taking responsibility for ourselves. And part of that is realizing that other people and the way they respond to you can also be a helpful mirror. Now, I don't want you to take this super literally. In that, if your spouse or friend or coworker, whoever it is being super judgmental, it doesn't mean that's the way you are exactly. Okay. It's not that kind of a literal mirror in that way. We're not seeing exactly ourselves, but we're seeing something about ourselves. And so maybe it's not that you're being judgmental with them, although that's possible. But maybe it's that you're being judgmental with yourself. And that's a big, and so then when they're judgmental with you, it's really easy to take it personally, because what they're reflecting is what you're doing to yourself, and what you're doing to yourself is personal. So that's one of the ways that we can really learn about ourselves, increase our self-awareness by the things that we do take personally, the responses, the reactions that we do take personally, and look at, well, where am I doing that? Maybe to others, because sometimes that's the case. And I'm just not aware of it in myself. I'm not sensitive to how I'm doing that in my relationships and engagements with others. But even if I'm really good about not doing it with others, like taking the judgment issue, so many people I work with are so good at not judging other people, but they're really bad. And I can be this way too. I've been really, 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 really working on this judgment piece for the last year and a half or so for myself. To myself, not to others. I'm not judging, you know, for the most part. There are some extreme situations where I will be judgmental, but for the most part, I'm not going to be judgmental of another person, but I can be super judgmental about myself. So if I'm in having some kind of engagement and I'm feeling judged by somebody, then I'm pretty sure it's because I'm judging me. Because again, if I start at the top of this process, I'm going to detach from taking it personally. I'm going to detach from feeling responsible for what they said. And maybe they're 100% judging me. It doesn't mean they're not. It doesn't mean I'm making it up what they're responding. I'm just not taking it personally. I'm not letting it be my responsibility. So if somebody comes, like, let's say something on social media where I post something and somebody comes back at me with a comment that's super judgy, and I'm triggered by that, okay, I get an emotional charge out of that, then number one, I'm going to check in and make sure I'm not taking it personally. But then I also have to look beyond that and say, okay, well, then why was I triggered? Is there a way I'm judging myself this way? Because if I'm not judging myself that way, their judgy comment will just sort of bounce off me like Teflon, okay? People say stuff to us all the time. Well, maybe not all the time, but people will routinely give us feedback about ourselves that if we don't believe it, it will just bounce off. Like, I've used this example before. I'm a great cook. And so if you came over for dinner and didn't like my cooking, I wouldn't take that personally. I wouldn't start thinking, oh, maybe I'm not as good of a cook as I used to be, or thought I was, or whatever. No, I would think, okay, well, whatever your style of eating, the flavors that are appealing to you are not what I made tonight. That's why you didn't like it. Okay. Like, I just wouldn't take it personally. And if you told me you didn't enjoy the dinner, I wouldn't be offended. Okay. Because I'm not judging. I'm very confident in my ability to cook. And so I'm just going to take, you know, it's like clothes, right? I love this dress. You hate that dress. Well, I'm not going to take that personally. We just have different styles. But if I'm insecure about my cooking, if I'm not sure about it, if I'm insecure about how I'm dressing in my style, then if you don't like the dress, you don't like the food I've cooked, then I'm going to take that personally. And I'm going to internalize it and go to this second step, which is then I'm going to let myself believe that it's telling some truth about me. So if I use the mirror concept and say, okay, wait a minute, why am I feeling embarrassed or hurt or whatever, that this person didn't like my cooking? Oh, it's because I'm telling myself maybe I'm not a good cook. So you can use that mirror as just like a self-awareness tool. And again, it often isn't a sign of what we're doing to somebody else, although that can be, but it is almost always a sign of something we are doing to ourselves. If we feel judged, if we feel criticized, it's because we're judging and criticizing ourselves that way. Okay. Now, last but not least, before we wrap up today, is that these can also, once you take yourself through step one and step two, and you're not taking it personally, you're not feeling responsible for what somebody else does, you're looking at yourself and saying, okay, if assuming you're upset or triggered by it, if you're fine with it, like if step one is enough, then that's just enough. Okay. But if you're triggered or you're upset, then you want to use this mirror concept and go, okay, wait a minute. So am I doing that same thing to myself? Am I doing it to others? What is it trying to show me about me? And then you go to this third step is of, okay, so now do I need to do something about this or not do something about it? Okay. Do I need to set a boundary or do I just need to walk away, so to speak? And it doesn't matter whether that person is a stranger or your spouse or one of your kids or your mom or, you know, best friend or whoever it is. It's not about your the closeness of your relationship per se, although there's some things you might decide with a stranger to let go instead of speaking up and speaking your truth about, because you know, whatever, doesn't matter. You're never going to see him again. But there could be times where a stranger is rude or says something offensive where you sort through this quickly, right? Like the more you do it, the faster it happens. Of like, okay, I'm not taking that personally. And I'm looking at myself and I'm maybe seeing the part where I'm judging myself a little or being unfair to myself or whatever. I'm, you know, that could be happening. And this is still something that I feel so violated by, or it's such a offense to my truth, or it's in such opposition, doesn't have to be offense per se, but opposition to my truth. I'm gonna say something. I'm gonna say, you know, let's say somebody makes fun of me for my purple hair, right? I have purple hair. I get a bazillion compliments. I've never had anybody make fun of me for it. But let's just say that's what happens. And somebody's like, oh my gosh, like what'd you do to your hair? I'm gonna not take that personally. If it bothers me at all, I'm gonna look at, oh, am I being a little bit critical internally of my hair? But for me, I'm not. It's sort of like the cooking example a few minutes ago. I know I have awesome hair. And so I would probably let that go if it's a stranger, but I might say something like, oh, really? Because I love my hair, because that's my truth. And that's that, right? Like it doesn't have to be this whole drama. But when it's a relationship you're that's closer to you know, that's where this gets a little stickier, or it feels stickier, because when somebody is routinely responding to you in a way that is upsetting or is just creating a lot of conflict, right? I've been married to a couple of people who are super, super critical. Now, I'm not responsible for their being critical. Okay, back to step one of this. I'm not going to take it personally that they're being critical. I'm using my mirror tool so I can notice, oh my gosh, the reason why this is so upsetting to me is because I'm criticizing myself in this way. Okay, so then I can kind of clean that up, call my therapist, call my coach, whatever, do some journaling, clean that up. And then I'm probably going to be left with, now I need to set a boundary on this because I'm not going to live with somebody or be in close relationship with somebody who criticizes me all the time. Okay. So then I'm going to go set the boundary. It's like a lot of people who work with me because they're having challenges in their relationship will have this notion that if they could get, you know, like quote unquote, emotionally healthy enough to not need their spouse to be attentive to them or be attentive to them in a certain arena of life. They wouldn't need their spouse to compliment them on how they look or, you know, whatever. Then, you know, if they were just taking care of their own needs themselves, they wouldn't need that. And that would be okay. That would no longer be a source of contention in their relationship. But what I find is actually often the opposite, which is when you detach from them and let them have their own responses, you know, not take responsibility for them, not take them personally, clear up your own stuff that how you're doing it to yourself, then it doesn't become more okay that your spouse is doing it or not doing it. It becomes less okay. You get less content to be treated in a way that is less than what you deserve. And so you start setting boundaries. It's easier, they're clearer, you have a lot more confidence around them because you've cleared up these other two. And then your spouse or your best friend or, you know, your coworker, whoever it is, gets to respond however they want to respond. And it will either, you know, usually make your relationship way better or sometimes unravel it some more. But trying to deny your own self or take responsibility for somebody else is never the answer. That's also not sustainable. Okay. So what we're looking for, just to kind of wrap this up and put a bit of a bow on it, is this sort of three-step process where, one, I'm not going to take it personally how somebody responds to them. I'm going to just know that I know that I know. If I have to talk myself through it initially, like I had to do that for a long time before I could get to where I am on it. But I talk myself into, until I know that I know that I know, that how someone is responding to me is based on them. It's their life. It's their experience. It's their triggers. It's their filters. It's their beliefs. It's them. And then I'm going to look at myself. If I've been upset by the interaction, I'm going to look at myself and use that mirror and say, okay, what is this wanting me to see about myself? Am I also diminishing myself, criticizing myself, you know, whatever it is, like they're doing to me, like I feel like they're doing to me. And now if that's the case, let me clean that up. You know, let me find what my own trigger is so I know why that interaction was upsetting to me. And then what do I need to do about it? Maybe I need to do nothing about it. Maybe cleaning it up in myself and seeing, leaving them to their own response is all that needs to be done. And maybe I need to set a boundary or go speak a truth or go, you know, do something else like that. But I'm doing it from my own sense of power and position in who I am, not because I got triggered and I'm upset. So I would love to hear, this is kind of a big episode here. That was a lot of stuff. You might need to listen to it more than once. Like, it took me years and years. So don't, you know, again, don't put a lot of pressure on yourself to like be perfect or get this, you know, break this pattern perfectly or in 5 minutes or by day after tomorrow. You know, these things are, it took a long time for them to get programmed in our mind and in our reactions. And so it takes a while to undo that programming. And that is what I'm here for. So go to the show notes and get links to reach out to me or go to Instagram. If that's just easier than getting to the show notes in this episode, just go to Instagram, Brenda Florida Coach, and DM me if you don't want to, you know, comment on a post I've done or something and have it be more public. My email address is brenda@brendaflorida.com. I always love to hear from you because I love to hear what, you know, what makes sense, what resonates, but also what you're struggling with or what didn't make sense or what did I mean by this? Like, you know, just always feel free to reach out to me because I love to hear from you. And of course you can comment wherever you get this, listen to this podcast, Spotify, Apple, Google Play, all the places that it is. Feel free to comment there too. But I know sometimes you don't want to do it in a public arena. So feel free to DM me on Instagram or to email me directly. I love you. And I will see you in the next episode of It's Your Turn. Thank you for joining me for this episode of It's Your Turn. I've got resources and links in the show notes for you. But here's what's more fun. DM me on Instagram @BrendaFloridaCoach and let me know you listened to today's episode. I'd love to connect with you. And then share this episode with somebody who needs to hear it because I know you know somebody who needs to hear it. And I'll see you in the next episode of It's Your Turn.